You are now listening to the U92 Sports Podcast Series. This broadcast is brought to you by WWVU-FM, West Virginia University's college radio station.
All right, baseball fans, it's time for the best baseball minds U92 has to offer. Joe Mitchin and Brandon Vansicle will take you around the diamond year-round, from the winter meetings to spring training, all the way to the World Series. This is Going Yard, and it starts right now.
Welcome into MLB Going Yard. I am your host this week, Zach Oser, and I am joined for the first time by one Alyssa Noe. Alyssa, how are we doing today?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I am doing just great. You know, not everybody asks me back how I'm doing, so it's very nice when someone actually does, just to point that out. Now, the podcast itself, though, is about baseball, so let's jump right into it. We're getting close to the beginning of the season, about a month away now. You know, I mean, everybody's starting to get in the mode of what their team looks like. There's no real big off-season moves to worry about anymore. It's just getting into pure baseball. So what we're going to talk about is a little bit more or less of a preview of the upcoming year. So the first question I'm going to ask you, Alyssa, has to do with who do you think is just simply has the best roster going into this year, is the best team, and you expect the most out of going into the season?
Well, I asked this earlier if I could say my own team. And I'm still going to say it because...
You believe it.
I do, exactly.
I
am all completely behind the New York Mets. They've been going through a lot lately. You know, with Harvey not being there anymore, and I think that was a huge letdown for the whole team. But what I was just told, that the GM just recently said that he is going to start the Mets by saying that they're going to win 90 this year, which I completely agree with. I don't see why they couldn't.
Wow. It's a bold, very, very bold prediction. I do disagree.
What?
I'm not going to be evil, but I do disagree. See, the problem is it's a lot for New York to overcome. They have, I do like them as a little bit more of a sleeper. I do think they're a team who is going to be better than most people think. You know, I think they've got some talent that hasn't quite broken through yet that people don't see yet. So I agree with you on that point. I think the GM's crazy. I would be absolutely blown away if the Mets win 90 games. However, I do think they'll have a decent season. Not good enough to make the playoffs, but a decent season moving forward. And it's a team
season.
Yeah, it's a team that has a shot moving forward into the future.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I see for the New York Mets, and that's kind of nice. But when it comes to the best team for me, I love the LA Dodgers.
I was going to say that too.
I think this team, you know, they showed us a solid piece of what they can do, but they have some serious talent. I love Yasiel Puig. I love the pitching. Kershaw is unreal. I don't know if he's going to do what he did last season, because that's just that kind of season just does not come around. So I'd be shocked if he pulls that off again. However, you know, I mean, their hitting is solid. The pitching is solid. The bullpen is solid. This team showed us what they got because they got that huge winning streak in the middle of the season where they really hit the forte of what they can do. I think this is a team that just absolutely blows people away. So I'm big in favor of the LA Dodgers being a solid team.
I agree with you.
All right, we are now joined by Emily Giangreco. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Hey there.
So we're just talking about who we think the best team in the league going into this year is going to be. What do you think?
I mean, I'm going to be kind of biased and go with my home team, the Washington Nationals.
So we got back-to-back biases from the ladies.
I think it's just because we're both girls.
So when you're both girls, you can't, like, take the jump onto some other team? You have to stay true to your team? You can't...
Well, since it's other people are going to be hearing it. If I was talking to just you, I'd probably... tell you what's really real, if you know what I mean.
so wait, So you don't mind lying to the viewing public.
I'm not lying. I'm just expressing more so something I wouldn't just to you in a private conversation.
See, I'm the complete opposite. I'd tell you the same thing. If you ask me who the best team is, I'm going to say my Nationals. Jeez. Might not be accurate, but I'm going
to
go with
Mets
it.
Mets and the Nationals. I was actually going to go on a slight rant. Well, not rant. Sounds a little mean. But I was going to talk for a little bit about how awful the NL East looks. But apparently you guys completely disagree with that.
You always look awful.
I know.
It looks pretty bad, but that's another story. So, I'm taking the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of dumb considering our last season. But we were, in the preseason, predicted to go to the World Series. So I'm going to stick with that prediction and go into this season with it.
Well, to slightly defend your point a little bit, I do get it on the fact that you do have a lot of stars. You do have solid players, Strasburg, Harper, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, you have those kind of guys to build on. The worry for them has been that they're underachieving based on what they should have been doing. So maybe this can be the year that they kind of break out and play a lot better. Obviously, injuries have always been an issue with them, too. I don't know. I don't see coming into this season that they really have it. I didn't see it with the Mets either, but,
It's another building season, maybe. It's always a building season.
Yeah. I think it was a building off season for us. I think we kind of just needed to come together as a team, but I have faith that this year we'll be there.
So the best team, the Nationals and the Mets. I didn't see it coming. I took the Dodgers. You didn't.
I agree with the Dodgers more so than the Mets. The Dodgers are clearly better than the Mets this year.
Okay.
But, like I said, I wanted to say the Mets because I like the Mets.
Wait a second. I think we're pointing out a lie here.
I already told you I was lying, so now I have to go with it.
Okay, so if you were lying before, do you know who your best team is now?
Yeah, I agree with the Dodgers.
You're taking the Dodgers, so I've convinced you.
You haven't convinced me. I convinced myself a while ago.
Okay. All right, so your official, who you think the best team really
is? I think it's the Dodgers.
Are you switching yours?
No, I'm going to stick with my Nationals.
So I haven't convinced you yet to join the Dodgers bandwagon?
I'm pretty hard-headed. I don't jump on bandwagons. I'm going to stick with my Nats.
All right, fair enough. So we got a pick for the Nats. We got two picks for the Dodgers. Way to go, Noe. Very agreeable. I like it. It's very smart. So the next thing we're going to pick is kind of your sleeper team. Now, a sleeper team in this way is going to qualify on just any team who really wasn't that good last year. So actually,
Can I go for the Nationals again?
Well, let's try something that isn't the first pick. So it has to be a different team. It's someone who really wasn't that good last year but can make a big difference coming into this year. So I'll start with mine. I do kind of like the Mets to be a bit of a sleeper team. That's not quite my pick, but I did want to at least give them an honorable mention.
Thank you very much.
Because I do see some good in New York coming into this season. A team
they
that
have a lot of prospects.
They have young talent, and they kind of are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, so definitely.
I think they'll be better. And plus, the NL East, like I was going to say, I think it's awful. Marlins are terrible. I know the Phillies are not looking good, my team. Not looking good coming into this season. The Braves will be good. Nationals might be good. But it's a good year for the Mets to really move up. So I think they'll have a much better year.
Especially because if they build this year, then they get Harvey back next year.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows at that point?
Who knows?
90 games. Gonna happen.
The Mets... 90 games. I'm not jumping that high on the bandwagon. But my actual sleeper, though, I'm going to go with the Seattle Mariners. I think a lot of people don't like the fact that Robinson Cano going there. They don't think that's going to materialize into anything. But I disagree. I think Cano can have an instant, significant impact. And this team has had some, like, you know, young players or good players that really haven't had an opportunity to move up with, you know, with the other teams because they've been missing that star on the offensive side. They've had the star in the pitching for, like, King Felix forever. Mm-hmm. They've had him in the pitching forever. Mm-hmm. But the hitting, they haven't had that guy since Ichiro.
Yeah.
And, you know, having Robinson Cano can be a huge spark plug. I don't know if Seattle's going to go all the way to the playoffs, but I do expect this team to be significantly better and be in it in September. So that would be my part of that pick.
Yeah, I definitely think he does a lot coming to just his name in general, even not knowing what he will do, just the fact that they have picked up Robinson Cano. The fans are obviously really excited about it. The bench is really excited about it. I think it's only going to do good things. But
So, what do you guys think is a sleeper team? I'll let whoever wants to go first go first.
I very reluctantly want to say the New York Yankees.
That's what I was
going to
say.
It's a hard sleeper. But, I mean, they didn't have as good a season.
That's what
okay,
I mean.
Okay, fair enough.
Obviously not.
A lot of injuries, but, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the fact it's Jeter's last year, they have a lot to prove because of last year and all the injuries and everything. I think they're gonna do good.
Fair enough.
I'm going to agree.
You going to agree with the Yankees?
I am, and you know that's hard for me because I'm not a Yankees fan. Don't like them.
Neither am I.
But, yeah.
We all hate the Yankees in here, so we all agree on
it. It's love, hate. You either love them or you hate them. But I agree. I just think with it being his last year, I just think they're going to go all out for him.
Yeah, so we're all on equal hatred on the New York Yankees. So that's always a nice thing to have. But I kind of see that. I guess it's hard to call the Yankees a sleeper. I know they had a bad season last year.
Being the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees, they just don't. Yankees and sleeper doesn't seem like the same sentence.
But it is. That's why I want to take advantage of and say it.
Because for this time. They finally technically qualify.
Yes.
All right, well, the next question is the complete opposite. What I'm looking at now is, or looking for now, is a team that was really good last year. It's going to suck this year. That they're kind of looking, they're like on the way down. It's the complete opposite of what we just said.
Can I go with what I want to see happen or what I think?
How about what you think? Because what you want to see, I'd like to see the Phillies win the World Series. It's not going to happen.
Well, I want to... I don't know. I want to... people are going to hate me. I don't want to see the Pirates do well.
Oh, I'm with that.
They did very well, and I think it was amazing. I think they had a Cinderella story, but I'm over it. So I want to see them just kind of go spiral back down.
I like them.
I don't like them.
I can understand the Pirates being...
I just don't like any Pittsburgh team in general.
So we're all Pittsburgh haters, still. This is terrific.
But I just...
We all hate the same teams.
I didn't hate them before, and then after interviewing a few of the players, I was not impressed. I was kind of just like, I don't like you, so...
It's kind of like I don't like you. But yeah, the Pittsburgh Pirates, though, honestly, as a team on the decline, I can see it. You know, there's plenty of people who say, oh, this team's only going to get better. I'm not totally convinced of that. The Pittsburgh, for me, I don't want to say it wasn't a fluke year. This team has significant talent. But I don't know. I don't see them doing it again. It doesn't seem like that team's got the pieces to keep doing this.
I think what's going to happen to them is what happened to the Nationals. The Nationals had a very good season. That's why we were predicted to go to the World Series. And I think it went to our head and went to our game, and it kind of just threw off our entire game, and we didn't work well as a team. I think the Pirates had such a Cinderella story that it's going to their heads, especially, I mean, Kutch had an amazing season.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to go to the entire team's head, and they're going to kind of lose sight of the game.
Have you ever seen him do impressions?
Andrew McCutcheon?
Yeah, I haven't.
I have.
Wait,
not.
You haven't? No. You need to YouTube that. He's really good.
So Andrew McCutcheon on YouTube, everyone out there. He's not only an MVP, he's very good with impressions
good.
As well.
Seriously.
He's very well-rounded. Yeah. But the thing with the Pirates for me is that team coming into last season, they had been good and getting a lot better for a while. You know, this wasn't just that year all of a sudden they were unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they are still a Cinderella story because they went 20 years without having a
winning
season. So there'll always be a Cinderella story until you win something. And McCutcheon's been outstanding for years.
It's just highlighted.
I don't know if that team's going to do it again.
I feel like last season was their chance.
Yeah.
And since they didn't capitalize on it, I feel like it's done.
Yeah, I think that I can see them easily going on a it's not really a sophomore slump, but it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because you have that real good rookie year where the Pirates are all of a sudden good.
Yeah.
And then the next year you have a decline. I could see them going right back up in a couple of years.
Definitely.
But I think it's going to be a little deflating coming into this year. But my sleeper, I was actually thinking the World Series champs. The Boston Red Sox, I think that's a team I see on the decline. I think there's some, and they did do what they need to do, because now, like you guys said, that this might have been the Pirates' year. That was the Red Sox year, and they took full advantage.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure they have much moving forward here. I don't, you know, they lost Ellsbury over the offseason. I've heard a lot of Boston fans at the station, in fact, say, like, good riddance. They don't miss him. But I think that's a big loss, and I don't think they really replaced him in any way. You got Big Poppy, he's getting plenty old. All the pitching staff it's not all old, but I mean Capuano, Lackey, not terrifically young either. So
yeah.
I think the Red Sox, they could definitely be on a decline. And if they get a couple significant injuries to Pedroia or Ortiz, I think they're done. And the AL East is as good as it gets as a division as well. So I think this could be a real rough year for Boston.
I think it's very risky when anybody questions the previous champions the next season.
That's what I do.
I think nobody gives that team credit for what happened. Like, the same thing happened with the Ravens. Everyone's just like, they're not even contenders when they previously just got the title.
Yeah. There's truth to that, too. And the Ravens, though, they kind of lived up to it. In the
definitely. Yeah. I was about to say, for people to say it beforehand, though, like, you're not giving the team any credit. You gotta.
No, I mean, you gotta. You can't be blinded by the ring. You know?
Yeah.
Like, the ring can't, you know,
but
get in the way. One ring to rule them all. As a little nerd reference. I don't know if either one of you got that.
Lord of the Rings?
Ah, got it.
I'm
good.
A Harry Potter
Did you see
fan.
The Hobbit?
I did see that.
Did you see both of them?
No, I don't want them.
So good.
The Hobbit was actually pretty bad.
You didn't
but
like The Hobbit?
That's. I don't get too deep
into
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Now we're going to shift into the fantasy podcast. We'll be speaking about Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. We might start something like that, but for now, we'll have to stick. We'll just have to stick to some baseball. But yeah, I think the Red Sox. You know, the one thing you bring up the Ravens. The thing with them is they made so many insane offseason moves that they didn't even have anywhere near the team they had the year before. That's not really the issue with the Red Sox. They, like I said, they lost Ellsbury, but you know they didn't lose a ton of guys, but they lost enough that I think they took a big dent out of what they were, and they didn't barely make the playoffs. But they, you know, the AL East was just on the cusp of taking over everything.
And like
the
you
Yankees
said,
were injured. It's the only reason they really weren't there. The Rays, Blue Jays were outstanding, and the Orioles are outstanding. It's just
And like you said, they're kind of an old team. I feel like we've been seeing more success in younger teams. I mean, that's what I think. I just think, I mean, I'm not saying too young. You have to obviously have some experience, but I just think the younger kids, I mean, I sound so bad saying this, because I love the older guys too, but I just think you have more of a chance of building with younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
The older guys, they've been through it. I think they just kind of stick to their ways, and it's just, it's always going to be a changing game. I mean,
it's also like it's all in the head. Like, all the older guys, they've played, they've possibly won. These younger kids are fighting for it. They want it. So if your team is based around those kinds of kids, there's more push to get to that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the thing with the Pirates, you know, fairly young overall team, but they did have a couple of guys who were old. And
which
I think
is
that
fine.
I think that can always that's and I think it's part of what you're alluding to. You know, when you have those couple of guys that really do. You know, they have the veteran leadership going on, and you have a lot of young guys underneath with a lot of talent.
Which I think is good, though.
And they had a core, too. They had a lot of guys who had been there for a while. You know,
that's why I'm like, so we're not worried.
They've
because
been losing
I don't care
together
about the
for
Yankees,
years.
But, like,
yeah.
After this year, they lost all their old, respectable guys.
Yeah, but they have enough money to just get a whole batch of new ones.
Yeah, but, I mean, these are guys, Mariano and, like, Jeter, they've been committed to the Yankees.
I'm so excited.
So, for them to be gone,
excited.
It's kind of, I mean, the young guys got to have someone to look up to.
Well, as far as the New York Yankees, because they are, let's all face it, we all hate them, but they are by far the most popular team.
Oh,
there's
they're
no,
America's team.
They're America.
It's like the Dallas Cowboys, if we're really doing this.
I can compare the Yankees
don't make
to the
me
Patriots.
Go there, so.
Really? Okay, I can go with the Patriots, too. But I think, I don't know, I think the Dallas Cowboys are America's team.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, they technically are.
And the Yankees are America's team.
I think more people hate Dallas than like them. And I think more people
hate
the Yankees
easily.
Right
yeah,
now.
It's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same with both.
The other 29 teams can't stand them.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes.
Definitely.
But the Yankees coming into this season, they're an interesting team. We talked about it already a little bit. you know, the World Series, not the World Series, the fact that, you know, they lost all these, all the injuries they had, is what I was trying to say. I don't know how World Series came out of injuries. But complete opposite, actually. The injuries just derailed the Yankees last year. There was no way. I mean, it was amazing what they did despite having almost their entire starting lineup injured all the time.
What'd they do?
It was incredible. Oh, they still, season, they still came up with a pretty solid record.
Season.
They just didn't make the playoffs. I know Noe's Noe has very high expectations for the Yankees. If they don't make the playoffs,
you don't know how many people in my life I've known that have been Mets fans for half my life, and then whoop, Yankees.
There's so many fans.
I don't know how you cities like New York do the two team
thing. There's a lot of fights.
Yeah, like Chicago and LA has
There's
that
three
basketball.
Football teams. I don't even. But why? Why? Who's a Buffalo fan? Why are they even a team?
Yeah, Buffalo's like
nobody even thinks of them. But it's still New York.
Oh, no, that can't count. Because then it would be the Steelers and the Eagles, and there's no way anybody cheers for both teams in that one. Is. Although most people don't cheer for the Giants and the Jets either, so. Valid point there, too. But trying to get back to whatever my point was before, because I totally lost it for now. The Yankees, you know, you talk about Mariano Rivera leaving, Jeter's leaving after this year. Mm-hmm. It's true, the core is kind of leaving, but they keep bringing in these guys. They brought in Jacoby Ellsbury, I just talked about, leaving Boston. They bring in Brian McCann. You know, Mark Teixeira is going to be back now. He's no longer injured.
Tanaka.
Tanaka.
I think they're giving him way too much credit.
Way too much
credit. And way too much money at that.
Didn't they sign him without seeing him pitch a single ball in the States?
In the States, yeah.
Yeah, but he's over in Japan. Like, he's comfortable in Japan. Mm-hmm. That's what he knows. Like, coming to a new country and going on the mound.
We've seen it's been very hit or miss. And it's usually been either complete hit
That's why
or
they piss me
miss.
Off. They think that they could do that, and they can do that. And
well,
they did
I mean,
do
they,
it.
They can because
they're
in the
admitted that he's, like, a third pick. Like,
yeah, I mean, most people
Yet they're paying him, what, $50 million? How does that make sense?
They're paying him an insane amount of money. I mean, like, that's where I think... I don't think people are that, like, you know... bad on the fact that he's being signed. It's the fact that he's being signed as much as he is.
Yeah.
But they're New York, and this is what
they do.
They do
what they want. They're Yankees.
This Yankees. Is how they roll. But we've seen that because, you know, Hideki Matsui with the Yankees, he's pretty successful. He wasn't worthy of Tanaka money, obviously. But, you know, we had Ichiro, who's an absolute Hall of Famer. You know, what he did coming from Japan. And then you have guys like Daisuke Matsuzaka, who sucked. So, I mean, well, at least wasn't nearly what he was supposed to be. So, you know, it's kind of hit or miss with these guys from other countries that played in completely different environments.
Yeah.
So
that's why
what to say.
That's why it's so frustrating, because they're giving this... I mean, actually, it's good, because he
has... I say you're a Mets fan.
Waste
you
their
enjoy
money.
This?
Yeah, it just bothers me that they can do it. That's what bothers me.
It bothers me that they do it, because they have the money to do it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but the last question we're going to do on this podcast... more or less has to do with the players themselves. Just a player or two that you think could have a really big season this year. Doesn't necessarily have to be someone you don't know, but it'd be bonus points if it was. But somebody you know that maybe hasn't been as good recently could have a really kind of breakout year this year.
Well, I mean, we could go with Jeter, considering
he
was...
Jeter going out on top?
I don't think he's going to go out on top. I think he's like... not going to have a very good year.
I hope he has a
mediocre at
year.
Best. I don't know why.
I can
feeling.
See it, but I'm hoping just because. I mean,
you like Jeter?
I mean, everybody actually likes
Jeter.
Yeah, that's like saying, how do you know, like, people, like, you, it doesn't matter if you like the Yankees, you got to give certain people credit. Mm-hmm. Like,
I've always liked Jeter.
Mariano. I've always loved Mariano. I mean,
I respect Rivera. I've liked Jeter. Oh. I respect Rivera. I don't particularly like him.
I like him.
But he's good.
Like him a lot.
He is an okay player.
Okay.
Derek Jeter.
Amazing. Yeah.
Everybody loves Derek Jeter.
But I think, I'm hoping that he has an amazing season. Last season wasn't that good.
I think, now this is completely not a sleeper player. I'm going to be perfectly frank on that one. He's not a sleeper. Everybody knows who he is.
Oh, yeah.
However, I think the fact that he hasn't played a full season yet in baseball... I'm going to go with Yasiel Puig. And I'm going to go with him because I think he's going to go off. I think this is his shot. I know he's had his weird things with the Dodgers, you know, and he's been kind of, you know, he's had his issues. But when he came into the league last year around June, he just lit the league on fire when they saw him play for the Dodgers. the stuff he was doing was just out of this world. I expect him to come into this season and do it again. I really think this guy could be just, you know, and they compared it to like Fernando Mania or Valenzuela Mania when he came in for the Dodgers back in like the 70s.
Who did you have me look up during Sports Page that was traded? He had a horrible season. I think, what did he like tripped. He was in between second and third base. I can't remember his name, and he like completely fell, had a horrible season, and he got signed by the, you mixed up the teams in the email. So I'm like.
That was probably Prince Fielder?
Yes. Yeah. Was it him? Who had a horrible season,
yeah,
and now
I think
he's
I said
got,
he went from the Rangers to really the Tigers.
Yeah, but in reality, he was just signed by the Tigers. Mm-hmm. I want him to have a good season. New start, number he never wore, had a horrible season, ended it really badly. Like, mm-hmm. Poor guy. I want him to have a really good season with the Tigers.
Did he win the, who won the home run derby?
That was, it wasn't Cespedes. Oh, man, I forgot. I know Cespedes. No, it was Cespedes. Guy from the Oakland A's. Cespedes, I believe, won it. But yes. But also, to give Emily, you would probably enjoy me saying this. I do think Bryce Harper could have a pretty, legitimate year.
Think he could too.
Again, he's not a massive sleeper either because he's pretty.
Yeah, he's a pretty big guy.
But I could see something coming out of him this year too.
I mean, that would just make me the happiest person ever. Like anything with the Nationals, I just want them to do better than last season.
So, guys, before we end out this podcast, is there any final thoughts going into this year that you have and want to express to the public?
I just want everyone to hear it now. The Nationals will win this year's World Series.
No bias.
Quote me.
No bias at all.
No bias. Quote me.
Alyssa?
I think that fact that Harvey's single, he's going to have a great offseason, get himself composed again. And come in next year and kill it, because he's single.
Okay, I want to address this really quickly before we finish this podcast. Did she break up with him?
That information wasn't told. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want that information told.
Well, that's very important, because if she broke up with him, there's no confidence
there. But still.
There.
Yeah, he might have an offseason.
That might ruin this season. Now, if he broke up with her, then he might
kill her.
I don't know. When you leave a stable relationship.
Well, he came right into the. He
that
came.
Cause problems.
He like killed it. Everyone loved him and he immediately got a girlfriend. He didn't get
one
to experience single professional baseball player life, and now he does.
Mm. Honestly, even if he was left a single athlete, they're gonna have the time of their life. So.
Okay, fair enough. Fair
that's
enough.
My
so
final. That's my final.
His
message.
Singleness will bring the Mets the World
Let's
Series.
Let's go, Mets!
Once again, no bias.
Oh, and David Wright is officially the face of the MLB.
David Wright. Yeah, he's about the only Met I like. That's another team that I have to hate. I'm the Phillies fan.
I still pretend that Jose Reyes is on the Mets. Is that weird?
Yes, because he's not.
Yes, he is.
All right, enough. We're going to end on that note. Alyssa Noe, Emily Gian Greco, thank you guys very much. And for Zach Oser, hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.
This is a product of the U92 Sports Department. The opinions on this podcast are not necessarily the opinions of WWVUFM or West Virginia University.